23. Tom's Story. Sunday and two more days had passed. Few of the men continued their hunt on the cave. Most of the people believed that the children could never be found. Mrs. Thatcher was very ill. Aunt Polly's hair had changed from gray to white. Then, in the middle of the night, the village bells began to ring. In a moment, the streets were filled with people shouting, "They are found! They are found!" Tom lay on a bed telling the story of his wonderful adventures. He put his head out through a small hole, and there was the great river on which the boat had brought them to the picnic. He told how he then returned for Becky. When she saw the daylight, she almost died of joy. He told how he got himself through the hole and then helped her. It was several days before Tom and Becky were strong again. Tom heard also that the other man who had been with Joe had been found in the river. He had drowned while trying to escape. About 2 weeks later, Tom visited Becky at her home. Judge Thatcher and some friends were there. They asked Tom if he wished to go into the cave again. Tom said yes. Others might wish to go also, the judge said. I had that door covered with iron, and it is closed. It can't be opened. No person will get lost in that cave again. Oh, Judge, Tom said, Joe is in the cave!